Good afternoon. My talk is regarding some salt effect soils, which is thank you. Saline or sodic, or both saline and sodic effect soil. We are basically interested to remediate the soil for plant growth. The motivation for doing this research is from a farmer here. He's in South Texas. He has some soil that's not cultivable. So basically, didn't grow anything, and he wants to talk to us. Is there a way to remediate the soil to make it more productive, suitable for plant growth? We started to do some first test of the soil physical properties, especially the water retention and the conductivity properties, and try to, based on this first information, to decide further actions to remediate the soil for better use for the crop production. This is a definition of soil classification based on salt types, which is adapted from publication by the Tri-Society Book Committee, which is written by Thomas DeSauter. There are four types of soils as far as salt effect problem is concerned. Normal soil and saline soil, which is high in different kind of salts, sodium, calcium, magnesium, and different anions as well. And the sodic soil, which is more dominated by the sodium cation, and also both sodic and saline. It is challenging to remediate this kind of soils, partly because the mechanism is complex. It involves physical, chemical, and biological processes. For example, if you have a high salt solution in the soil, it's more difficult for the plants to absorb water and the nutrients from the soil, because those high solution of soil tended to reduce the water potential, osmotic potential of the soil. And also, when you have higher level of sodium, the soil physical structure can be damaged by things like slacking and dispersion of the clay particles, which will prevent soil to conduct and retain the water. So both these things will, and also biological processes also must be involved. But in this talk, we don't consider any biological. Main focus is try to understand if we can achieve some short-term result in terms of improvement of soil physical structure for physical properties by doing something, for example, by growing plants in the soil, which is affected by the salts. If this is promising, I think farmer can see some hope, at least do something. If you keep the land barren for many years, they always behave like that, and it's not the condition will not improve. But if you do some management, grow some plants, and doing some amendments, then possibly you can gradually improve the soil. So we want to use a short-term study, which only about four months of time, to show if this is possible, to see some immediate results in soil physical improvement by doing some kind of management. In this case, we used we just grew plants in there, grew regular plants and do regular management, and see whether the soil physical properties can change in a short time, over 4 months. This is the soil. This is the place where I collect the soil. This is located in the we call the Live Oak County in southern Texas. the area, I think, has an annual precipitation about 22 inches. We collected 30 to 40 soil samples. From those initial soil samples, we tried to find three typical types. The first is mainly saline soil. The second type is sodic. The third is both saline and sodic. And then we focused the work on these three types. We grew tomato. I talked to the farmer. Tomato is the plant, so I can do it immediately. If I can grow tomato, then you might grow another plant in your soil. And so we grew the tomato from March 15th to July 15th of 2017 in a greenhouse pot soil. This is, this is not in situ, but this is what we did. The pot is about 1 foot tall and 10 inch wide in diameter on the top. We measured the various several soil physical properties and the chemical properties as well, both at the beginning and the end of the experiment. In particular, we measured the soil water conductivity using the Decagon's mini disc infiltrometer. And also soil water retention curve was measured using the pressure plate method, and soil aggregate stability was measured by Cornell Soil Health Lab using simulated rainfall and to see how the soil aggregate can remain stable under simulated rainfall disturbances. Here's some results, or here's the initial condition of the soil. We can see the sodic soil from the top, we can see sodic soil has a high sand, but the saline has a high clay, and sodic and saline soil both high in clay and sand. We can see from the sodium level, as indicated by the sodium adsorption ratio and the exchangeable sodium percentage on the last two columns of the lower table, that the sodic soil is really high in those variables, in those two indexes, showing a really extremely high level. And the saline soil is low. According to USDA, it's typical of saline soil. And both sodium and saline soil also fall within that definition. These are the appearance of the plants when they are in the pots. This is tomato. The left one, the left figure, the left pot is the soil from both saline and sodic affected location. And tomato actually grew pretty well. We get a good amount of fruits produced over 4 months. The middle pot is the saline soil. Tomato didn't grow very healthy. You can see the leaves are not very good in shape. Eventually, they didn't. They grew some fruits, but minimum. The right one, the sodic one, didn't grow anything. The plants now, when this picture was taken, it's still alive. But in most of the 4 month period, basically there was no plants because those soil didn't infiltrate. Water tended to just stand there without infiltrate. This is a result of the water retention curves. I'm sorry, I didn't do any fitting using some standard model of the water retention curves. The data only came to me last week. I just did some quick graph to show the water potential versus water content relationship for three types of soil. On the left upper corner is the saline soil, and the upper corner is the sodic saline, and the lower one is the sodic soil. Okay, this comparison, I didn't show any error bars. Actually, the beginning curve of the in the beginning, we had only one sample from each soil. Okay, then after the experiment was finished at mid July, we collect five samples from each of the three classes. So we have n equals 5. So then I calculated the available water capacity. Basically, it's the difference between the water content between the 0.3 bar to 15 bar, and compared the initial value with the final result. Actually, it looks like there's some difference. Over 4 months, both three soils tended to have higher water capacity over 4 months. Although data sample is still small, this conclusion should be very tentative. This is the measured soil aggregate stability. You can see sodic soil didn't have a significant change over 4 months, but the other two types both had a slightly increased aggregate stability, although this level of aggregate compared with a healthy soil still pretty low. It is considered very low, even at the end of the experiment. But we do see over the 4 month period, there's some improvement happening in both the saline soil and the sodic and saline soil, but not in the sodic soil. This is something we spent a lot of time, but the result is really variable. This is a measure of the hydraulic conductivity using the mini disk infiltrometer. We measured how many times? 6 times across the 4 month period, but the data is really variable. We try to understand why. Part of the reason may be because the pot only has a 10 inch diameter, about I would say less than 30 centimeters. It's small. There's some cracks of the soil. I think this is not similar as the field situation. So that makes it really hard. The mini disk infiltrometer is very the disk is only about less than 5 centimeters. But with that changed soil disturbance, this measurement is hard to explain. Overall, you can see a general increase in the conductivity over time, but the comparison is hard. It's very so wildly. Now, this is some additional measurement characterizing the soil additional properties, pH, and the total cation exchange capacity, on which are on the first top row, and also electroconductivity and sodium absorption ratio and sodium exchange of sodium percentage. We can see it's interesting over 4 months of period. The sodic soil actually did not change much in hydraulic conductivity and sodic level, as we saw from this yellow bar. But other two types of soil significantly reduced their sodium level and reduced their electrical conductivity level. It's significant because, look, initially they have 32. EC is 32, but the final result is only less than 3. And this is really a big change. So the result is that over a short period of time of 4 months, we do see some promising change in the soil physical properties. Although this cannot be seen as a healthy soil, but I believe this result give some hope that if we can do some management, grow a plant, do some, because when you grow plants, you will manage the soil. When we manage the soil, you will input fertilizers, organic matters, and irrigation. So this may provide some improvement over time. I think I will share with the farmer with these results. I hope he can start to do something in his farm instead of keeping those barren. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about how you conducted the hydraulic conductivity measurements. You had lots of variability. Did you just pond water in the pots, or did you take samples?
No. When we did that measurement, we did not take samples, but we did not measure when there was pounding water.
But we didn't make sure the soil is smooth, the surface is smooth, so the mini disc, the disc has a good contact with the soil. We did as much as possible, as do our best, but it's difficult. There's, I can see visually there's some cracks there. The measurement I'm not happy with. I use the same infrastructure in a field situation. It is good. The result is stable. In a field situation, it's more. We can only shoot a good spot. But in the park, this small, it's difficult.
What type of solution did you have in the infiltrometer? Like deionized water or tap water or some solution you made?
That's a good question. We just use, no, we didn't use deionized water. We just use tap water. No deionized water. I'm not a soil physicist. I remember I read the Dedlon's manual. They didn't strongly suggest using deionized water. I guess use regular water.
All right, thank you.